And it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, arts and entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming, welcoming Ben Jafonik. Good tidings, good Sir Phonik.
Hey, how you doing? David Fleming. I'm glad to be here.
That was the Doppler effect right there. If anybody, you won't need to know that, but that was cool.
You know, the Doppler effect is the name of my new album. Oh, wait, no, it's not. I take that back. That was not true.
It's coming and going.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity, the song, as well as counting down to the release of the video for said song. Yes, indeed. When is that release? Good Sir Phonik.
Oh, David, let me tell you, and the listeners out in Radioland.
Please.
As soon as this broadcast ends, bam, the video is going to drop on all streaming platforms, YouTube mostly. That's the biggest one.
Well, yeah.
But Facebook, Instagram, maybe even the TikToks for the new kids.
Ooh.
It'll be good all over the interweb.
Fantastic. Now, before talking about the song and the video, let's hear the song itself. 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity.
What's beautiful is that you gave it this like radio intro and it sounds so like smooth jazz. And that was perfect.
15 minutes ahead of insanity for your late night pleasure.
Or maybe golfing, like you were like a golf announcer.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting right up to the hole and he, oh, David, that was a good putt. He is great. They're great.
That's another tiger.
Oh, that's a different tiger.
Oh, we got a funny tiger thing to talk about a little bit later on.
We do.
Okay, now let's hear the song itself. 15 minutes ahead of insanity. Minutes Ahead of Insanity from Ben Jafonik. This was released on March 30th, 2026, and charting pretty much right away all over the world, actually.
Yeah, it's been really, really exciting. The single has already played in Australia. It's played on two different stations in England. It's played in the United States. Every time I send out a single, I'm like, okay, this one is going to be the one you're going to be like, no, you went too far. And I thought that like three singles ago, I was like, the cookie song, you're going to be like, no, Benji. And everyone's like, I love that song. Okay, well, this country hip hop song, you're not good. No, I like that one. Okay, here's this weird song about going crazy and, you know, modern events.
How that one works out.
And then people are like, yeah, great, this is great. And I keep thinking, how far can I push this? It's going to get real far, I'll tell you.
On a serious note, while this is the latest release, this actually goes back quite a ways, written after the death of George Floyd. Now, okay, so this was inside of a year of the existence of Benjaphonic. Was it a little bit too soon to get serious with this newly created comic fun character? You delayed this one.
So what ended up happening was, after George Floyd was murdered, I and so many people throughout the United States were just traumatized by what we had seen. So I had written basic lyrics and started the production of the song, but I had just got out of the studio and didn't have the time and or money to go back in right away. And as a result, I felt like I wasn't really in the moment when I started the final preps on production. And also, I felt like the song didn't quite have the differentiation between the chorus and the verses that I wanted.
Okay,
and so I basically shelved it and decided to wait. And I thought, okay, maybe this song isn't going to come out. But you're right, there's some heaviness to the song that maybe isn't in a lot of Benjaphonic music.
No, and especially at that point.
Yeah, definitely. But I also felt like it was an unfinished piece.
Okay.
And then you fast forward to everything that's been going on in the last year in the United States of America and the No Kings rallies. We have the focus on the erosion of the U.S. Constitution. So I think that I was just feeling the weight of that, and I started looking at the lyrics and the music for 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity and realized, guess what? This song is just as relevant now as it was then. And so I tweaked a few of the lyrics and went back into production. And I realized, okay, the thing that this doesn't have is a melodic anchor for the chorus. And so I decided, what would be perfect for a song where you're like all over the place? And I thought, I know, it's a Russian choir.
That's
la, 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 la. And so the choir of voices that's there is like 20 of me.
Okay, that's
singing,
20.
And I'm standing all over the room. So some of them I'm standing right near the microphone, and then others I'm 15 feet away. And I just wanted it to sound like this group of people that were singing, you know, this kind of somber choir. And when I did that, and then I front-loaded the song with that, and then put it underneath the chorus, also there's this guitar giving these upticks, doon-chick, 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 that's happening on the offbeats. That, coupled with the choir, gave me the melodic anchor that I felt like I needed for the chorus.
Mm.
So all those things together brought it to a 2026 release.
What was actually on paper at that point, 6 years ago? And then to go with that, what were some of the additions or changes, a feeling in the air? What was different?
So I decided to leave in "Kneeling on Necks Is Just Wrong in the Head."
Mm.
So that's, I think, in the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
In the first verse, I said, didn't we see it with Malcolm and Kennedy? Nobody wins when our brother's our enemy.
Yes.
You know, I felt like it was very reminiscent of the 1960s. The racial divide, the focus on political divide. We were at war during that time, and, you know, we are in another war, and there just felt like all these connections. And so I wanted to basically say, hey, look, we've been here before and the outcome was not good, and the outcome won't be good again. We have to try and figure out how to dip back into our humanity, connect with one another, and reconnect with loving our neighbor as ourself. And our neighbor is anybody who's around us, you know? It's not just your white neighbor, it's everybody. You know, we're a global community and we need to act that way.
I'm David Fleming in conversation with Benjaphonic about the new release, 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity, and the video to be released when, Mr. Phonic?
As soon as this broadcast ends, David, you and me counting down to excellence.
One of the interesting things about this, distinct rhythmic patterns for the rapping of each verse. I guess not only a challenge for yourself, but certainly something interesting for the listener as well. I counted maybe four different and distinct styles here. Are there more?
No, you're probably about right. There's some real specific patterns that happen in modern hip hop when it comes to rhyme scheme and rhythm. And I'm not really great at that. And so I wanted to challenge myself with focusing on, instead of the more old school patterns that I tend to follow, because that's, I'm old for one thing, but also that's just where my heart music goes to.
Sure.
But there's this da-da-da-da. Da 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 da, and that is a real common current rhyme scheme. And so I decided, okay, I'm gonna start with a pattern that might follow more current hip hop. Then it shifted, and I wanted to do another one, and again changing the voice, you know, with a da 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 da, which I'm just thinking of rhythmic patterns and syllabic patterns, you know, you doing different syllables and different timings, and then da 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 da. And this kind of more machine gun, you know, version as the third. So each verse is anchored within three rhythmic patterns. And then the chorus is a separate one, which is just a call and response. And then each of those sections as well, I wanted to have a different voice.
When you're putting this out, is this the kind of thing you lay out numerically? Like when you're writing a haiku or something like that, you're counting the syllables and then the words are assigned, or do you have the words and then you add or eliminate to just fit the meter, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
No, you really kind of nailed it. The first verse section is a great example of that. So I used what's called an internal rhyme, and then also there's a rhyme that happens at the end of each phrase, which then connects to the next line.
Like a full circle.
Yeah, there's fruit in my loops. A screw gotten loose. So those rhyme. Inside of my brain doesn't rhyme. The war in my head has left me for dead rhyme. But I don't feel any pain. Pain rhymes with brain.
Going
and so you have two sets of internal rhymes with another at the end. And so, again, challenges. I was trying to say, what can I do that's different than the rhyme patterns that I've done in the past? I was trying to challenge myself to step out. The other thing I did was, I was like, okay, I don't want to just say things that, you know, would be common in the United States for someone who's, you know, struggling with their sanity. So I look up British and Australian phrases for, you know, maybe losing it. And so like one was, the gazelles are in the garden. And
the gazelles are in the garden.
And I thought, that is so awesome. And then another was, I'm crazy as a dog in a hubcap factory was another. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, try and reach across the pond and, you know, grab. And also I get radio play in England and Australia. So I thought, oh, this would be fun to use, you know, some kind of phrases that might be more familiar and fun for everybody. They're fun for everybody.
Now, 15 minutes away from Insanity, this is a serious song with a silly video. And while, yes, this could be just fun and silly to watch, this could also easily be a person 15 minutes ahead of Insanity. So at the beginning of the video, right after the tiger bleats, we have... Okay, wait, let's hit that first.
True, the tiger bleating.
Bleats, okay.
Right,
I was about to say that and just walk on by.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. Now, the tiger bleats, the sound of a lamb or a goat. Okay, Ben, an afterthought or art speaking to you at the moment?
Actually, it was an afterthought because when I was editing the video, I first did a tiger roar. And so it was like, rawr, and I was like, oh, this is virile. That's so manly. And then I'm singing, rawr, 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 rawr. And then at the end, I had the tiger again. And there is the bleeding sound that's in the actual song. You hear this, and so I put the tiger in there again. And I was like, oh, wait, I can't have the tiger making that sound here and not front load it. And then it was just like, oh, I have given you what to expect from this video, which is cartoons everywhere and then also not making sense.
You so. Pretty much set the stage right away. I mean, this would be nanoseconds ahead of Insanity. So right after the tiger bleats. There's a little bell ring and then this sound that, you know, coming to a halt ever so briefly, and this smile then washes over your face, almost like he's enjoying the sight so far. I mean, are you setting it up for he's just drifted away, or he's, oh, this is kind of fun so far? I mean, what's happening right there?
No, I think you nailed it. I did a little wizardry in the studio. The original, when I got out of the studio, it didn't have the Russian choir at the beginning.
Oh.
And so I put it in there, and basically I slowed down the record real fast. So it's da da, you know, and it's moving straight into another one, speeding up.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to visualize, like in my head, I'm at this one place, and then everything starts to get funky. And so my mind is actually going that route. And what's funny is that when I was filming the video, I wasn't even necessarily thinking that, but okay, that's exactly what happens on my face. And I'm just...
David Fleming in conversation with Benji Fonick about 15 minutes away from Insanity, his newest single and video to be released at the end of the broadcast. By the way, when you see it, this is indeed the outfit worn in the Braggadocious Rhyme video with Ben as an employee of the Lucky Greek in Riverside.
Yes.
Okay, right. So I can see this as a really cool, like this Tarantino kind of conceptual thing with this continuity within an established film universe. Then on the other hand, I might have just pointed out wardrobe repetition.
Oh no. I like the idea that there's a Benji Fonick cinematic universe. That just happened, David.
Oh, just now.
The Benji Fonick cinematic universe is maybe the best thing I've heard in weeks. So yes, David, in light of the Benji Fonick cinematic universe, the same thing is true for my secondary persona, which is Space Rocket Benji.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to don the flight suit for Rising Star. I wore the spacesuit. And I thought, okay, you know, if I'm losing it, maybe I think I'm a space captain. I'm wearing my work clothes. I'm all over the place. When I'm the peanut gallery that kind of chimes in on the side, I'm going to be dressed different because I'm those guys. And so just like there's multiple voices in the rapping, I wanted there to
right.
be, you know, multiple representations of just one idiot up there, which is me.
Had you always been wanting to place animation predominantly in a video, or was there something with this tune which made it the right fit?
Super good question. I've been wanting to do some kind of OG Disney / you know, made for television movie, Pete's Dragon-ish, you know, animation meets real life kind of a thing for a while. And first of all, my chops weren't up from an editing standpoint just to try and make it work.
Right.
But the parrot that's on my finger that ends up on my shoulder and the monkey that's in my hand, and then mm-hmm. there's monkeys on my back. Most of those came from a site called Storyblocks, which okay. I pay into. It's a B-roll site, but they have a dearth of animated characters that are green screened.
Oh.
And so what I ended up doing was, for years, I've been looking at these and just drooling and just saying, one day I will use you. One day. And so when this video finally came up and the song came out, I thought, okay, this is it. This is the time that I get to try and cut my teeth on doing the, you know, Pete's Dragon version of a Benji Fonick video.
Nice.
Or this is the moment where I'm going to try and do that. And so I downloaded all of the animation that I thought I wanted to use. And then I had to choreograph the entire video around the animated images that I got. So I kind of did it backwards, where normally you would do like
right.
the movement, or you would decide what you were going to do and then you would put the animation in and animate around that.
Yes.
I did it the opposite way. I grabbed all the shots I knew I wanted and I thought, okay, how ambitious am I going to be? I'm going to be real ambitious. But I will tell you, from a choreograph standpoint, this is the mm-hmm. most complex video I have ever done. And this is like my 21st music video for Benji Fonick.
Wow.
And
oh my gosh.
It was hours and pages of written out notes and practice.
Oh my gosh. Of all these images, by the way, there always seems to be at least three or four things happening at once. You know, it could be a still image and there's a moving background and then you off to the side. Or a still image and background, but then there's worms crawling along the side of it.
Right.
At some point, there's a basilisk or something on your shirt, and I thought that was funny enough, but then it shoots its tongue out to grab a bug from somewhere else in the frame. And now, while this isn't the deepest thing with it, all this, I do want to know, was that the intention first, to have it there and then grab a bug? Or was it just to have it there, and then you thought, oh, wait, let me just have it grab a bug while I'm in the neighborhood?
again, what I thought would be fun was I wanted to interact with the animated parts and not just have it be like an animated part walking behind me, which sometimes it is, or you said, like crawling on the screen, or I'm like looking over at a television that has like images in it, and right. then the worm is inching across the mm-hmm. top while it's changing. But yeah, there's like a lizard or something on my shoulder, and then while I'm sitting there singing, it and goes and gets this like moth or fly or whatever, a butterfly, and then the tongue goes back, and I'm reacting to it. I'm like, whoa, God! And it's because, again, I had decided on all of my footage ahead of time. And then I mapped out all my movements and said, okay, so I know that I want this to be one particular place. And so I'm going to say the line. It's going to do the thing. I'm going to look and then come back. And again, I was moving frame by frame the animation on my shoulder. I'm to say a novice would be to put it kindly when it comes to this stuff. Okay. I'm a super novice. And so I was just like, okay, I'm going to have as much fun as I can. And at one point I had done something like, you know, 40 edits on some parrot on my shoulder or on in my hand. Oh, it was the monkey in my hand. And it's still a little herky jerky or whatever. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. It's going to have to be a little herky jerky. Okay. But when you watch it as a whole, it looks pretty smooth. And so
well, there's always things in all of your videos, or many of them at least, where there's what seems to be, oh, that was a nice coincidence. We saw a ship right when he said the word ship, or something, and there's no coincidence there. Styling my hair as this is a line in it, but there's nothing to comb there. It's not at all coincidental to have the cat grooming when you're saying style my hairs. So it's just a lot of the fun stuff. And now there's other things in here, like the line, didn't we learn it from Malcolm and Kennedy? Nobody wins when your brother's your enemy. Just a beautiful, beautiful statement right there. What this makes me think of is something that I brought up earlier. There are many statements talking about strife or tense or horrible things going on, but then quick inserts of statements like that, pointing out the lessons we should have learned. So this isn't just here's what's bad.
Yeah.
You're talking about negative things, but you're also talking about we could have learned from this, or maybe we can learn from that. Then we also have the straight up, don't hate your neighbor, love him instead.
You know, Benji Phonik really began as a project rooted in joy. But we don't live in a world where joy is constantly possible. We have tragedy, we have error, we have human error. So even though I might be talking, you know, didn't we learn it from Malcolm and Kennedy? Nobody wins when your brother's your enemy. And the idea is that I don't want to just complain about something. I want to talk about maybe what the solution looks like or what the direction for the solution is. Being a human being and trying to get better and trying to be a better society is all about learning from our past, recognizing the truth of the past, and then saying, okay, how do we get better from this?
Beautiful.
That's what I wanted to focus on. I wanted to focus on, okay, yes, we are living in crazy times. Yes, these things are wrong. How do we combat these things? And actually, MLK has this great quote, and he says, the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend is love. And the idea that you can take somebody who you're adversarial with and you can turn them into someone who you can learn to be a friend with and love.
Nice.
I mean, there's work on both sides that have to happen in that circumstance, but at the same time, that's the goal.
Nice. I'm David Fleming in conversation with Benji Phonik. We're talking about the song and the video, 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity. We'll have the video release at the end of this broadcast. We will be counting down near the end, closer and closer to insanity, one might say. If you watch the dog barking, you may not see that Benji Phonik is barking at the same time. So here's something that's almost at the end, when the bomb is dropping. I mean, it's falling. You have the whistle of it
right
coming
here.
Down. Yeah, we've got Benji Phonik from this video, as well as the Benji Phonik from the Rising Star video, wearing the orange jumpsuit, his space suit, basically various personalities of Benji Phonik getting ready to run. Okay, the two guys here, as well as the tiger and some of the other critters around, they're stepping quickly out of frame. Now, are you just leaving the space to signify, okay, this is the end of the video, we're stepping away? Or are you actually running away from this bomb coming down?
I think it's a bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, the idea of us basically, we're fleeing, you know, and the bomb that sound effect is actually in the song, the single itself, and it's in the video. And I think that that can be interpreted for people differently, you know, as they hear it. But the idea that, you know, reality comes crashing down. We get to this point where we really do reach our breaking point. And that's kind of what I had thought about with that sound effect. But I feel like the whole song, the focus of the song is that, like,
yeah.
I'm only minutes ahead of losing it. And, you know, in some cases, I think here in the United States, we really feel that. We're just a few minutes from losing it. You know, I'm always hoping and praying that, you know, people are going to come to a point where they do love their neighbor, where they do remember that the people around them are there and important and needed, just like you're important and needed. And so I think that when this bomb is dropping at the end and when we have this kind of moment, I made all these fake street signs, you know, and then I graffitied the signs. And so all that's left at the end is like me and the signs. You know, it looks like I've spray painted, you know, or graffitied, like, so it says wrong way. And one is like Justice Avenue and Peace Boulevard. And then I do no justice, no peace, you know.
Yes.
These are some tropes, you know, and some things that we see a lot. But I wanted to play on those. And then when the bomb drops and actually explodes, you know, you get butterflies coming out of the bomb and multicolored jellyfish and all this. And so I just wanted it to be kind of like the epiphany moment, maybe.
Good. Good. Speaking of epiphany moments, this was to be a countdown for the video release for 15 Minutes Ahead of Insanity. First, though, before we get to that countdown, just moments away, though, where a person can go to find your music. Are there multiple websites? And I could see there that being a possibility with your various personalities. Is there maybe even just one that you can springboard into the others?
First and foremost, benjiphonic.com, and it's BENJIPHONIK.
Just like it doesn't sound.
Yeah, And so benjiphonic.com, but of course, YouTube at benjiphonic, X is benjiphonic. You can look up benjiphonic on Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok at benjiphonic. So I'm really everywhere. And every streaming service, whether it be iTunes or Amazon Music, you could do any of those streaming services. Spotify, certainly. Yeah.
Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Bandcamp. So pretty much everywhere. Just look up benjiphonic and you're going to find this music and you'll see snippets of videos. It's a whole cinematic universe.
You're going to have Vincent Vega coming in through here and Ving Rhames and just all these people showing up. They were just across the street in the other video, but now...
Yeah, now they're with me.
Oh, that's totally cool. More time travel. Oh, look at the time. It is time. The song, it's been out since April 30th. The video is about to be out. As a matter of fact...
What?
In 5...
4...
3...
2...
1...
Video time!
You've been listening to KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Thanks again to Ben Stewart, a.k.a. Benjiphonic. And here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Shireen Awad, and to Jessica Greenwell for serving as photographer for the day. And thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. Many past KVCRs can be found through Spotify, iTunes, NPR1, or many other podcast sites. And most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts.